For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. A brush fire that erupted in the hills west of Murrieta is 60% contained. Crews have been able to hold the blaze at 143 acres. The fire started around 2:50 p.m. Tuesday in the area of Via Volcano and Tanaja Roads in the unincorporated community of La Cresta. One evacuation order and one warning remain in place. Environmental justice groups are suing the city of Barstow for approving a massive transportation hub. The groups claim the city violated state environmental laws. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
The Barstow International Gateway will be operated by BNSF Railways. It will include a rail yard, warehouse, and storage yard on 5,000 acres. Officials say the project will enhance economic development in Barstow. BNSF says it will boost freight movement across Southern California. But environmental groups say it could worsen air pollution and harm wildlife habitat along the Mojave Desert Corridor. And they claim the city didn't provide a full analysis of the project's environmental impacts. Yasmin Aguilides is an attorney with Earth Justice, one of the groups who filed the lawsuit.
You're adding diesel locomotives, which spew a ton of pollution, and they're operating 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, and just contributing more and more pollution to a region that's already inundated.
BNSF said in a statement it is disappointed by the lawsuit and remains confident in the city's environmental review. The city of Barstow did not respond to requests for comment. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
California lawmakers are advancing a measure aimed at cracking down on high-powered electric motorcycles being marketed and sold as e-bikes. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala explains.
Bill author Democratic Senator Catherine Blakespear says manufacturers and sellers have taken advantage of the confusion over what qualifies as an e-bike.
They have blurred the distinction, advertising more power for motor vehicles as e-bikes. This false advertising can cause consumers to underestimate the danger of using these faster motor vehicles.
Supporters say California's e-bike laws haven't kept pace with the wave of more powerful electric vehicles that look like e-bikes but can travel much faster. Matt Moore, with bill sponsor People for Bikes, says the bill would create clearer rules.
This is an opportunity, this bill, to really kind of draw a line in the sand, define these vehicles, carefully put restrictions in place that are reasonable for their use, and then really keep an eye on this going forward.
The bill would also require sellers to disclose when a device requires registration or a driver's license and expand penalties for misleading advertising. But Jack Worston with the Motorcycle Industry Council says the measure unfairly restricts companies that already use the term e-bike in their branding.
No one industry owns the term e-bike.
The bill cleared the Assembly Transportation Committee and now heads to Assembly Appropriations. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
Many public colleges in California own military-grade weaponry to keep campuses safe. State law requires transparency in these dealings, but not all schools comply. CalMatters found that some campuses lack required reports and public forums. For instance, UC Berkeley only published its equipment list after multiple inquiries. Some schools, like San Jose State, own AR-15s despite policy restrictions. Sometimes forums that have been held are question and answer sessions, but students have protested militarization at others, fearing it suppresses dissent. Several colleges are now committed to full compliance with transparency laws. Some are reducing their military equipment inventories. After a fire destroyed part of the Palm Springs Cultural Center, it is now set to reopen this weekend. The non-injury blaze was reported shortly after 7:30 p.m. June 27th in the 2300 block of East Barista Road. The historic Camelot Theater at the center was damaged in the blaze. It will reopen Saturday with a screening of Jaws at 6 p.m. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.